Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Dr. George Barna. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University and the director of research at the Cultural Research Center. He also founded the Barna Group and has pastored two churches. So, Dr. Barna, the latest research on behalf of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University shows more American adults are embracing the Marxist worldview. That outlook on life comes from Karl Marx. In a nutshell, would you tell us who he was and the values he espoused that you're seeing show up in some U.S. residents today?
Well, Karl Marx was a German philosopher who was trying to come up with a different way of governing people, and he saw everything through the lens of oppression. And so his particular bone that he wanted to pick had to do with economic oppression, feeling that the workers were not getting a fair shake, but also believing that really the way that things would work best would be if there was an elite group that was in charge of things, because they would be more intelligent, they would be better informed, they could make better choices on behalf of the working class. He believed that there were a lot of issues in society, that human beings are basically good individuals, but ultimately and inevitably they become corrupted by society, particularly by economic injustices. So he wanted to change that through this new system he was proposing. But as part of it, he also believed that there were other things, such as the family, that he wanted to change. He did not believe that marriage was a good thing. He thought that was harmful to society because it built split loyalties and it had alternative voices speaking into the minds and heart of people in the family, voices other than that of the elites. And so Marxism has been tried out in many different parts of the world as socialism, as communism. It's all based on what is essentially Marxist philosophy. It's never worked, but people keep trying it.
Wow. It kind of makes me snicker a little bit when you think about treating the working class as though they're stupid, that they can't make good decisions on their own. And yet capitalism values a good work ethic and there's dignity in work. We read of that from the Bible.
What's scary is that we see in America more and more people, particularly young people under the age of 30, who say that they would prefer socialism to capitalism, which is our current economic system. And yet when we do the research and we dig down with those people to see when we give them a socialist alternative and a capitalist alternative without putting labels on them, which one of those options would they prefer? They almost inevitably prefer the capitalist option. So really what we have, I believe, in America is the failure to have educated Americans as to what Marxism is, what socialism is, what it looks like, and the kind of damage that it's done in societies all throughout the world.
What popped out to you about some of the Marxist ideas and how it's creeping in?
One of the critical Marxist ideas is that there is no supernatural force that exists. So that covers pretty much every religion out there, but it's meant primarily to be a swipe at Christianity. So Karl Marx would say there's no God, there's no Jesus, there's no afterlife. He pretty much would shred everything that Christianity stands for. And what we see in America today is that, frankly, the fastest growing faith group is a group that we identify as the don'ts. Now, the don'ts are the people who say they don't know if God exists, they don't believe that God exists, or they don't care if God exists. And that right now represents 34% of all adults in America, and a much higher proportion among our youngest adult generation, the millennials. So that's scary factor number one. A second thing has to do with the idea that Marxism does not believe that human life is valuable. You know, we're here for a period of time, we do the best we can, we play the game, and then it's over. That's kind of the Marxist point of view, as opposed to a Christian perspective, which would say, wait a minute, God created us. He cares about us so much that he made us in his likeness. He has a particular purpose for us. He gave us a book of principles, the Bible, which is geared to helping us succeed and thrive in life. That human life, in and of itself, therefore has innate value and dignity. Marxism doesn't believe any of that.
That's George Barna with the Cultural Research Center. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.